Tuned into Bradford. This is BCB 106.6.
Hi, my name is Heather, and welcome to Movie Madness. Today, I've got Finn with me.
Hi, guys.
And we're going to be talking about The Departed.
Yes, we are.
Because we both watched it recently, and we thought it'd just be a good movie to talk about today, and to like just discuss our theories, and basically give our thoughts on the whole film. So, have you watched any Martin Scorsese movies before this?
I've recently watched, what is it now?
Wolf of Wall Street, you
said? Wolf of Wall Street, that's it, yeah. I watched that, like, the other week, so quite recently.
That movie came out, like, in 2014, didn't it?
Yeah.
And it was a big hit as well.
Oh, huge, yeah, but I just never got around to it.
I watched it, I think, just when everybody was talking about it.
Yeah.
And I love that movie as well. What do you think of him as a director?
He's... Because I've never really watched that whole, like, crime kind of mob, you know, like,
yeah,
drama before. Like, I've never really been into that. I'm more of a comedy, you know, zombie person. But watching it, I do really like his stuff. Like, yeah, just the way he does stuff, like, he's do you know what I mean? He's how creative he is with it.
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah. He has a certain, like, touch to his films. I like that about him as well, like, the way he feels, it feels like... It just feels real, even though everything feels like it's crazy. It feels like it just could happen.
Yeah.
And you just feel like it's an ordinary, like, usually when you watch a movie, it's like, oh, just pick this special person for this to happen, but I just feel like it happens to ordinary people in his movies.
Oh, definitely, innit? I mean, from the start of The Departed, you know, it is like a normal person.
Yeah.
It's happening to, like, Colin as a kid.
Yeah.
He's just a normal kid, as it is.
And then he just gets, Jack Nicholson finds him and just...
Yeah, he just get, like, filtered through.
So, yeah, so that's our initial... Do you have any initial reactions before we get into it, like, of The Departed? Like, in one word, could you give what you think of the movie?
Oh, one word. That's a difficult one. I would say... Surprising.
Surprising. Yeah, that's a good word to use. I'd say... I don't know, I think it was more violent than I thought it'd be.
I'd say it was less violent than I thought it was going to be.
I didn't think it'd be that violent.
Oh, no, I was expecting a bit more violence, but honestly, when it came down to it, there was a few, you know, there was a few gunshots, and
but
there wasn't really anything quite too malicious. Maybe the arm.
Yeah.
Made me cringe a bit.
So, yeah, after this song, we're going to talk about our favourite scenes, what we didn't like, and get a bit into the themes of the whole film. So, before that, we're just going to listen to What's Up Danger by Blackaway, and I hope you enjoy it. And we're back. So we're back from that break, and now I just want to talk to you about what we liked about the movie and what we just didn't like about it. So shall we start off with what we liked about it?
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Start off with positives. I liked the acting, and before I told you about the violence that I found it unexpected, but I did like it. But now that you say it is a Martin Scorsese film.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't think Wolf of Wall Street had much violence in it, did it?
Not as much as this film does.
Yeah, but this is like a crime movie, though, isn't it?
Well, yeah, exactly. That would focus more on the drama of, like, the stock market and stuff, whereas this is more about the actual violence. And
that was based on someone's real life, innit?
Was it?
Yeah, Jordan Belfort.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a real guy.
Yeah.
But another thing I liked about this was the acting all around, because they're all, like, A-list actors in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
I think this is Mark Wahlberg's best thing I've ever seen him in.
Really?
Yeah, because I like him in Ted. But I can't think of anything else, because he just always has that same role in all his movies.
Actually, yeah, I was thinking about that, because have you seen The Other Guys?
Oh, that's pretty
Will Ferrell?
Yeah.
Because he pretty much plays, like, exactly the same... Well, not character, but role.
And accent and everything, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's all kind of the same, the kind of strong guy.
Yeah, that's all I could think of throughout watching it. I was like, where's Will Ferrell going to come in?
The Other Guys is a pretty good movie. It's, like, underrated.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the things about... What do you like about it?
I definitely like the choice of actors. I mean, obviously it's got Leonardo DiCaprio in, and everyone loves him.
And, like, Jack Nicholson as well.
Yeah, Jack Nicholson as well. Like, I didn't know he was going to be in it going into it.
Yeah, didn't you?
No, I mean, I didn't really know much going into it, honestly. You just said watch it, so I went to go watch it.
It was just crazy, man. Like,
a bit of a surprise.
How they got all those people together in one film. Especially at that time, it must have been so expensive to make.
Wait, when was it? 2006?
Around that time.
Yeah.
It seemed like it was around that time when I watched it.
I'd say in terms of time, though, I was kind of, like, initially going into it confused about when the film was set.
How come?
Do you know what I mean? I mean, this might just be me.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, bit of an idiot sometimes. But, you know, because it started off in the 80s, I suppose, it will have been. Or 90s.
Most, yeah, because, yeah, just by the setting of everything. Yeah. It might have been before that, because they were in, like, a diner kind of place.
Exactly. It just left it kind of ambiguous for the start until they started using phones.
Yeah, yeah, they're using cell phones, so it was, like, 2006 time anyway. Cell phones were, like, a big part of the movie.
Oh, yeah, isn't it?
So, yeah, so do you have any, like, favourite scenes that you want to talk about?
I'd say my favourite scene in the entire film is the lift scene near the end. So yeah, when, spoiler alert, when we shouldn't say the actors' names, we need to actually say the
name of the...
So when Billy dies...
Yeah, Billy, they call him Billy.
Yeah. Like when Billy dies and then everyone else dies, that's my favourite scene, and just how each, you know, like, pretty much each level of the lift is like a surprise.
Isn't it? Yeah. It just keeps getting, like, it escalates as the lift escalates. Yeah. But, yeah, I like the part where, I'm trying to think, the warehouse scene where Costello actually dies.
Oh, yeah.
Because Mark Wahlberg, he just, like, everything that he's holding in, he just lets it out on him because he knows he's just going to die anyway.
Yeah.
And I just like how, like, that just basically exhales all of his, like, hate onto him and just kills him. And then he just says, I got him.
Yeah.
And it just makes it seem like, oh, yeah, he's going to be the winner of the story now. And because we just, the movie, like, everything that happens in the end, it's like, oh, the movie could just end there.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that, but at the same time, like, if you're seeing him as the good guy, like, I was taking sides more with Costello throughout the film rather than,
I was taking sides with Leo's character, Billy.
Yeah, I was taking sides with him, but I was also taking sides with Costello. Like, at no point, I was thinking Colin.
The Matt Damon's character?
Yeah.
You didn't like him at all?
No.
But didn't the movie kind of takes in his perspective a lot of it.
Mm.
So that's what made me side with him.
I say how I watched it anyway. I really didn't take sides with him at all.
I liked all three of the characters because I could see how the movie could, like, anybody could like each one of them.
Yeah.
But I did take side with Colin because I saw it from the family side. Like, oh, he's married. He's gonna have a girlfriend now. Like, he's just trying to settle down.
Mm.
And with Costello, I didn't side with him because obviously of all the crazy stuff he's done.
I know. I don't know what that was and why.
Yeah.
I suppose it's another thing to be explored, but I don't know why. I can't explain why I just really... Not connected with him. You know, I'm no mafia boss, but...
Yeah. he was, like, a really good character, though. Like, Robert De Niro kind of character, that he'd be in, like, Goodfellas or something.
Yeah.
But, I would understand more if you in Leo's character, because that's, like, I think the general audience would be on his side.
Yeah.
Because he's the guy that's kind of on the outside, who's just trying to be a normal policeman who's gone in here. So, yeah. Now that we talked about all of our themes and stuff, let's move my phone over here.
Exciting.
I want to talk about, just get a little bit deeper now. Now that we talked about the good things.
Yeah.
Actually, before we get deeper, let's talk about the bad things.
Okay.
Do you have any things you'd like to, like, say that are bad about the movie?
Ooh, this is a hard one.
It was, because it's still fresh in our minds, isn't it?
Well, exactly, isn't it? Because it's so fresh in my mind, I'm kind of... have a positive view on it already, and I haven't had much time to reflect on it. But I would say the negative parts of it was probably, well, for me anyway. Oh, this is a really hard one.
Shall I go first?
Yeah, you go first.
Well, when I first watched the whole movie, and it was just like, it was over, there was no point in the movie where I was like, oh, crap.
Mm.
Like, I wasn't thinking, oh, I don't like this part, I don't like this part. It wasn't until I got onto the internet and I started looking at everybody else's thoughts on it. Then I was like, yeah, that makes sense what they're saying. But it didn't take anything away from me when I watched it, because I still think it's a great movie.
Hmm.
But one of the things they say was, like, the guy at the end, who was he? Why did he kill Leo? Like, he just basically comes out of nowhere. And it's like a kind of a lazy writing kind of way of him dying.
I suppose, but at the same time, he was part of the police force.
The whole time?
Yeah, he was part of the police force the whole time, you know, on side with Colin.
I just never noticed him.
Yeah, I know what you mean. He was kind of like a...
background character.
Yeah, he was a background character. Well, up until the end.
Yeah. And I think Brown... Is Brown the big one? The fat one?
Yeah.
I keep trying to remember. Brown, he should have been more into it. I think another flaw was... why didn't Leo just call Mark Wahlberg's character at any point?
Oh, yeah.
Like, he just... he never phones him. Like, if he phoned him, then he would have just got his identity back from him. So that was another plot hole. People are just saying, oh yeah, this movie, everybody thinks it's so great, but it's got so many plot holes. But you don't realise while you're watching them.
No.
And Mark Wahlberg, I think he got an Oscar for this.
Did he?
And this won the Best Picture of 2006 as well.
I couldn't understand why.
Yeah. I think another movie came out at the same time that people wanted, but I just can't remember the name of it. But yeah, just so has that refreshed your memory or anything, what you didn't like about it. If you have no flaws, that's fine as well. Like, if you think it's all...
No, definitely. I will say it was too long for me.
Yeah.
And for what the story was, I'd say it could have been condensed slightly.
Mm-hmm. I agree on that. Mm. Because, yeah, even when I was watching it, I kept looking at my watch. because I think 2006 was a time, though, where you could just sit... But even, how can you sit in the cinema for that? We're going to watch Endgame later on for 3 hours as well.
Yeah.
So this is going to be 2 hours and a half... It was, you could feel it in this movie though, really.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because I feel like, I think when you told me you watched The Wolf of Wall Street, you said it didn't feel like a 3 hour movie.
No. No, yeah, the thing is, when there's a long film,
yeah,
I split it into two different categories. Like, there's films that feel like 3 hour films,
yeah,
and there's films that feel like, you know, an hour and a half film. But because it's so interesting and filled with action. You know, it kind of condenses it in your head.
Yeah.
But whereas, like, with The Departed, there's a lot more dialogue, a lot more drama.
And there's a lot more, like, it's a lot more calmer than Wolf of Wall Street. Like, Wolf of Wall Street, like, oh my God, what's going to happen next? I'm so interested in these guys. But in The Departed, it's just like, you just take it as it's going. It's like a slow ride.
Well, yeah, there's, like, a lot more character development in The Departed.
Yeah.
So you're watching it more for the characters rather than the action.
Yeah, I feel like, because all three of them get equal screen time, I think.
Yeah, I would say so.
Because... It goes through, like, usually in a movie, you'll have a protagonist and you'll see him start, middle and end. But in this, each person has a start, middle and end, except Costello. I think he just did the same the whole time.
Yeah, I suppose, isn't it? And Costello from the beginning, he's not really, do you know what I mean? He's just kind of like there.
Yeah, he's just like kind of a force
in
the movie. Like, not even a character, like a force.
Mm. That's a good way of putting it, actually.
So, yeah, so do you have anything else you didn't like about it?
Anything else? Apart from the length, I would say I pretty much liked it.
Yeah, same. That. It was just the length in it.
Yeah.
But, the length, but then we do go through the entire lives and stuff as well in the movie.
Yeah. And like you said, I think they could have developed more on Brown's character. Would have added a bit more substance to the ending.
And I think it could have had more, like, comedy relief from him as well.
Mm.
Because he did seem like a funny guy, because I've seen him in loads of funny movies.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So let's get into the themes of the film, all right? So what do you think The Departed was about?
Ooh, I think, well, as you were saying earlier before we came out, it was more about, like, family and sort of, like, that father-son relationship kind of thing, you know, like with Costello and... What's his first?
Costello and...
Colin, is it? No.
Colin's Matt Damon's character, yeah.
Yeah, Colin.
So, yeah, so you think it's family and stuff...
Yeah, it's family, but also at the same time, it's kind of like, well, I mean, it is a mob film, so it's kind of like the underlying, you know, like, the underlying world of crime.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, because the mob's always got that whole family aspect to it.
Yeah.
Like, anyway, like, in any film you go. So it's got that, but at the same time, it's got, like, the whole rats, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So movies, like, yeah.
Like, you can't trust anyone, especially when you get to the ending, you realise, like, no one... Like, I'm pretty sure there was no one who was straight in that film.
At all, yeah, except, like, Brown or someone.
Yeah.
Like, some side character.
I mean, you don't know, though, at the same time. Because what is it, Mark Wahlberg's character at the end says, you weren't the only mole or rat.
Is that what he says to him before he killed him?
Yeah. Or you weren't the only one with secret... I can't remember. It was
because Mark Wahlberg knew who Leo was.
Yeah.
And because he deleted Leo's file, that's why he killed him.
Mm.
Yeah. But there are a lot of things to think, because you're saying that they're the father-son dynamic. The fact that we know that Matt Damon's character was impotent, ? And it could be about crime, revenge, death, and ambition was another one as well. What do they want to be? Because Matt Damon wants to be a straight cop.
Mm.
So does Leo's character. And I think Frank just wants to chill. Like, he just wants to, like... I don't even know what his ambition is, man. Because he's already at the top.
Mm. Well, yeah, I mean, he's even got a line, like, saying, oh, yeah, I could have left. This isn't an exact quote. He's like, oh, yeah, I could have left when I took so-and-so's money in third grade.
Or, yeah, so it wasn't money, it was...
He was more happy with the life of crime rather than the actual money behind it.
Yeah, and...
It's like he got a kick off of that, and he was riding off of that rather than the money.
Yeah, and what's revealed before he dies when Matt Damon says, he says to him that, oh, is this what this is to you? Where you think we're your sons?
Mm.
So his ambition could be to have sons because maybe he's impotent as well.
Yeah.
So I think that could be one of his driving forces, why he hires these guys like Leo.
Mm.
And why he gives all that milk and stuff to Matt Damon's character and the kid is because he wants to take him in as his own son.
Yeah.
So that could be his ambition.
I'd say another thing on the milk, I don't know if it did actually happen, but you know at the end when he's going into the flat?
Yeah.
And he's got that, the bag of shopping?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's exactly the same shopping.
Yeah.
But it looks very similar to the bag that he had at the beginning.
Yeah, so the movie starts and ends with him holding a grocery bag. Yeah, yeah, I think I heard that.
Yeah, because it had the milk in it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Did it? I didn't realise.
So one of the first things I noticed. I was like, that's good, but I like that.
There was another thing that, little things that Scorsese did, like, he put in X's before everybody died.
Did he?
Like, all around the movie. One that I can remember from the top of my head was when Leo is on the phone with, at the airport, when he's on the phone with the old policeman. I forgot his name.
The guy who falls off the building?
Yeah, yeah. Do you remember his name?
No, I can't.
I think, what did they call him? Captain? Is he the captain? He's not the captain, is he?
No.
But he is Matt Damon's boss.
Yeah.
Oh, not Mark Wahlberg's boss.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when he's on the phone with him in the airport, there's loads of crosses as the architecture behind him.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember?
Yeah, on the walkway of the plane.
Yeah, like, and those crosses represent that he's marked man now, so he's going to die. Because I think on the phone, he says to him, oh yeah, don't worry, I'll get you out of this.
Mm.
But that just showed that he's not going to get out of this, and now he's a marked man because he's just going to die. And another cross was, there's just some in the shadows when the old man dies, when he falls out the window, there's two crosses on the big windows on the building on the way down.
Oh, right.
And I think there's a cross when Mark Wahlberg kills Matt Damon right at the end, but I just don't know what it is because...
Is there?
Yeah, I think it's the way the blood splatters.
Oh, no, I can... I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I wouldn't know without seeing it.
Yeah. There was lots, though. There was loads, like, just all over the place. Mm. In the elevator, there's just a cross, just in duct tape, on the back of the elevator, like a small one.
Ah, oh, right.
So, just, like, they say that the reason why Martin Scorsese actually implemented this, all of this little stuff, is because it's a crime movie, and obviously the greatest crime movies of all time is Scarface.
Yeah.
And Scarface, the 80s one, is a remake of the 1930s one. And in the 1930s, every time somebody died in that movie, the director made a cross. Like, whether it was a dissolving tunnel on the screen that had a cross.
Mm.
Or when somebody died, it just went up. And there was just a shadow cross.
I suppose he's done that before. Like, what is it, with Goodfellas?
Yeah.
Yeah, how there was an orange in every scene where someone died.
Oh, yeah. Was it Goodfellas or Godfather?
Oh.
It might be Godfather.
It was either Godfather or Goodfellas. I cannot... No, I want to say it was Goodfellas.
I want to say it's Godfather.
Oh, no.
But either way, like, it's a sign, isn't it? Is
yeah.
It it's like marking somebody before they die. Foreshadowing. It's really.
Yeah, I think it might have been... Yeah, I think it might have been Godfather.
Yeah.
Oops. But still, though, you know, same kind of...
Yeah, foreshadowing.
Themes. Yeah, foreshadowing.
So, you thought the movie was about fatherhood as well, then?
Yeah.
Or family?
Yeah, fatherhood, family...
Why do you think Matt Damon's wife got pregnant before he died? Because they must have done that for a reason. They implemented that whole scene. And it's a boy as well. Like, he made sure to tell her that it's a boy.
Mm, yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, I'm sure that must have been for a reason as well.
I mean, everything's for a reason, especially in film.
Yeah. Like, stuff come out all the time.
There'll have been so much thought put behind it, but it's whether, you know, looking at it as an audience member.
Yeah.
Whether we can decipher that.
You think that kid... Because if there was another, like, did the Frenchman stay alive?
Who?
The Frenchman. The big guy. That'd be Jack Nicholson's right-hand man. Oh, no, he dies in the car, doesn't he, in the warehouse?
Oh, yeah, because he crashes into the caravan and then blows up and then shoots himself.
Because there is that question that now, when that kid is going to be born, is one of the mob guys going to take him, or is he just going to lead a straight life now?
Oh, yeah, I suppose it is interesting.
Because Matt Damon would have lived a normal life, because he has no connection with the mob, but his dad did. And because his dad did, Jack Nicholson came into a diner and said, I know who you are because I know your dad.
Yeah.
And that's how he got involved with him, by doing favours for him. So maybe that could lead it on to that. But yeah, there's a remake of freaking this whole movie is whole. It, there's a full Chinese remake called Internal Affairs, is which there? Is supposed to be as good as this movie.
Oh wow.
Yeah, but I think that's a part two and a part three too. That's why I'm mentioning it.
What, an extension on the film, or just more of a light stretching out?
I think it's an extension.
Alright.
But yeah. So after our next song, which is gonna be Eden's EXO, we're gonna get into what our thoughts about the actual ending of the movie. We're gonna talk about some of the controversies surrounding around the film, and we're gonna ask the question that, do you think that in a way this film is the opposite of Goodfellas, because Goodfellas glamorizes crime, whereas this does the opposite. So we're gonna get into all of that after the song, which is Eden's EXO. So
let's hear it.
Hope you like it. And we're back. After that amazing song, which is Finn's favourite song.
Yeah, it's a bit of a joke.
So, yeah, what was our first point that I was just talking about before I came here? Before the song came, do you remember?
Yeah, before the song, we were talking about the ending and then how it compares to Goodfellas.
Oh, yeah, and the Kickstarter campaign.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So, what did you think about the ending? Because the ending was very controversial. A lot of people didn't like it.
I really liked the ending, and I think it... I don't know, I've kind of got mixed opinions. Like, if we're on about, like, the final scene in the flat?
How the movie ends, like, literally, in story-wise, how it ends.
I've got mixed feelings. Like, I'm really happy on how they kind of tie it off and how Mark Wahlberg's character basically just avenges... who is it? Avenges Billy and... the other guy, can't remember his name.
Oh,
Brown.
Brown, yeah.
Yeah, like how he kind of avenged him, but at the same time, it's kind of like it doesn't have to end on a high. Like, I think that's what they were aiming for. They were like, oh yeah, it's a film, we kind of got to end it on a high.
Yeah,
in terms of, like, for audiences, well, I feel like they could have left it on just...
Creatively, it's like, it's his thing to do, so he could do whatever he wants.
Oh, obviously, yeah. I mean, he might have wanted to do that, but I think it could have worked better.
Yeah, yeah. It kind of reminded me of Reservoir Dogs, because everybody dies basically in the end of that as well, except one guy who just runs away. But in this, obviously, everybody dies, and the only people that survive are the side characters, which is very weird, because normally a movie comes to an end, like, who we started with, he's who we end with.
Yeah.
And, like, it's, like, a good and, like, glamorous ending. But all of the endings here were a bit, like, they weren't glamorous at all.
No.
And it's like, you know, usually when somebody, like, dies in the movie that you've been following throughout the whole movie, like, violins and all this are happening. But in this movie, it's just like a thud, and that's it, just walk away.
Oh, yeah.
They don't linger on your note.
And it was a surprise as well, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And, yeah, that's... I think that's going back to the point where we're saying that his movies feel like real life. So we just had a bit of technical difficulties. So, just sync snap it back or something.
I can't even see myself.
So we're back after that. We were discussing the Kickstarter, innit?
Yeah.
So the Kickstarter, and they wanted to digitally remove the rat at the end.
Oh, really?
Because they were saying this movie is too high class for that, and that rat being there is too, like, it's too on the nose. Like, oh, there's a rat at the end of the movie, and the movie is all about rats. And they want to literally just digitally remove it, so it just pans into that estate building instead.
Yeah. I don't know. I really liked it. I think it was kind of like a little... I mean, I don't know, maybe I'm not that advanced, or I'm not too...
Yeah, but I think...
...au fait with it, but I really liked the it. It was kind of like a little round-off to the whole thing. And it was similar as well to one of the drawings that...
Was it?
A guy in the bar who was drawing, like, loads of rats going up towards, like, that big dome. I think it was, like, the town hall.
Yeah.
And it was very similar to that.
Well, yeah, because, like, that was a state... department, so that was representing the government and the police, and then it's the rats that are all there.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a throwback to that, if you will.
Yeah, and there's lots of meanings to that, because it's like, oh, the rats all over it because it's dirty and corrupt, and the rats all over it because of the actual rats and morals and stuff.
Literally.
Yeah, so that was really cool. I really liked it as well, and I think that if Martin Scott says he did it and he put it there, he didn't just do it like a last second thought and put it there. He must have watched it a few times before he put it out there.
Oh, definitely. That was
like a real choice that he made. Yeah. And if he made that choice, that's his choice, and he's the filmmaker, so, like, what...
Yeah, people have got to respect that at the end of the day. He's the director, he's deciding what's going into that.
It's got his name on it.
Yeah, it's his film.
So, yeah, it just, like, stuff like that just gets me angry, really. It's just stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, was that all of our points?
The ending... Have we compared it to Goodfellas yet, or...?
Oh, no, we haven't. Do you think we do think in it?
Yeah.
In the way that this is basically the opposite to Goodfellas, because Goodfellas glamorizes the gangster life and stuff, but
well, this everyone just ends up dead,
and it shows all of the moles and the dirty bits of gang, like all of the it just doesn't glamorize it at all. And maybe Scorsese did it because people were shouting at him for glamorizing it before, so he thought, I'll make one that doesn't glamorize it, just to, like, so he's got both sides of the pie. So that was our rushed ending of Movie Madness.
Technical difficulties.
I hope you liked this today's episode. It's a special episode because we just discussed The Departed, which is a Martin Scorsese film. I hope you liked this style of the episode, what we did, where we just talked about one film. And that's our time. I hope you have a good evening and goodbye.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.